Hey everyone, it's your girl Jessica Lane, back with another dose of real talk on Disconnect to Reconnect. And today, we're diving headfirst into something that's probably buzzing around in your brain more often than you'd like to admit. Digital burnout. You know that feeling when scrolling feels mandatory, notifications have become a soundtrack to your life, and you're constantly reaching for your phone even though your soul is screaming for a break? Yeah, we've all been there. It's like that addictive new show you can't stop watching, except this one comes with the side effects of stress, anxiety, and a serious case of FOMO, fear of missing out. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. We can totally reclaim our digital lives and get back to living life in all its glorious, unplugged glory. And that's where self-care comes in, folks. Think of it like this. Your phone is awesome for connecting, learning, and sharing. But it's not meant to be your sole source of happiness or connection. We need to prioritize ourselves, just like we prioritize our emails and social media feeds. So, what does that actually look like? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that will help you ditch the digital burnout blues and embrace a healthier relationship with technology. Number 1. Schedule your screen time. Think of it as planning your workout. You wouldn't just randomly decide to run for hours on end without a plan, right? Same goes for your phone. Set specific times for checking emails, social media, and those addictive games. Number 2. Create tech-free zones in your life. That means no phones at the dinner table, during conversations with loved ones, or before bed. Trust me, it's a game changer. You'll be amazed by how much deeper you can connect with people and how much more restful your sleep becomes when you ditch the blue light before hitting the hay. Number 3. Turn off those pesky notifications. Seriously, are they really that important? You know what's more important? Your peace of mind. Take control of your digital life by silencing those constant pings and dings. You can always check them later. Trust me, the world won't end if you don't respond instantly. Number 4. Embrace real-life activities. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones became our BFFs? Reading a book, taking a walk in nature. Having a face-to-face conversation. These are all fantastic ways to recharge and connect with the world around you. Ever feel like your phone is draining you more than it's fueling you? That's digital burnout talking. And finally, number 5. Practice mindfulness. Take a few minutes each day to simply be present in the moment. Notice your surroundings, your breath, your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This can help you become more aware of your technology usage and make more conscious choices about how you spend your time online. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or enjoying a conversation so much you forget about your phone? That's the magic of being present. Speaking of real-world examples, let me share something with you. Last week, I was scrolling through social media on my way to meet up with some friends for dinner. I got caught in that endless loop of likes, comments, and updates. And by the time I arrived, I felt drained and disconnected from the moment. But guess what? My friends were having a blast talking about their week, sharing funny stories, and just enjoying each other's company. When I finally put my phone away, I realized how much I had missed. That's when it hit me. Our digital lives shouldn't come at the expense of our real-life connections. We need to prioritize those moments of genuine human connection, laughter, and shared experiences. So, let's make a pact right now. Put down the phones more often, engage with the people around us, and rediscover the joy of being fully present in the moment. Remember, folks, taking care of ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your phone a battery boost. You can't expect it to function properly if it's constantly drained. So, ditch the digital burnout blues and embrace a healthier relationship with technology. You deserve it. Now go out there and disconnect to reconnect with yourself and the world around you. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. I love hearing from you. Catch you on the next episode of Disconnect to Reconnect, where we'll be diving into another digital detox tip. Until then, keep those screens down and your spirits up.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.